B-Pod Studios.
What day is it?
Is it Wednesday?
All day long.
Oh, it's Wednesday.
All right, all right. What's the hump day schedule look like?
Longest day, Wednesday, nine letters.
Welcome, my friends, to the show that never ends.
Never ends.
Never, never ends.
It never ends.
Well, let's get started.
Showtime.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning and welcome to... Boy, does it seem like it's hard to believe it's Wednesday already?
No? No,
not necessary.
I'd be fine if it was Friday.
Okay, yeah. Well, okay. I'm sorry about that.
I'm a little upset with one of my neighbors because Wednesday is typically trash day.
Yeah.
Except on a holiday week. And they had the trash out. Gave me an anxiety attack thinking that I missed the trash.
When in fact, you stress out about... That?
Well, that's a big thing in my house.
Okay.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Take the trash out?
Yeah, it's the one thing you have to do.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Now I get it. Yep.
You had one job. And you failed miserably. You didn't take the trash out.
Thankfully, it doesn't come till tomorrow.
So you can forget tomorrow.
Okay, that's right.
Well, things we have coming up in the program today. The biggest sports deal in the history of Major League Sports.
Took really?
Place yesterday.
Totally missed it.
Okay. This guy named Manny Machado, signed a deal with the San Diego Padres. 10 years. Guess how much money? Just come on, Ella.
$150,000 a year. I'm kidding.
Over 10 years, how much do you think he's going to make?
I don't know. $50 million?
$300 million.
That's ludicrous. That's ridiculous.
Yes.
That should be criminal.
Staggering.
That should be criminal. That's ridiculous. I'm actually angry now, so thank you.
Okay. That's pretty amazing.
It's ludicrous. Ludicrous. With all
that's
going
really,
on
it
in
is.
The world,
I know it is. It really is. I know. It's just.
Let me figure this out for a minute.
Yeah, it's stupid.
No, why? It's just.
$30 million.
Oh, okay. My God.
That's, $30 million a year, basically.
You people in your sports.
It makes David Price money pale. Okay, so we got that going for you today.
That's $185,000 a game.
That's pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. We got a great bet you didn't know coming up today here. Oh, did you hear that in Australia they're going to start doing emojis on license plates? Now, this could be confusing. God. We'll have to discuss this morning here.
In Australia, a bride disinvited people who ate meat to her wedding.
You're
she
kidding.
Called them murderers.
Including her own mother.
She called them murderers?
I don't want to host murderers. That's fantastic.
Sounds like a fun wedding.
Yeah, what a fun girl.
Wow.
Pass the kale.
We got that. We got that coming up for you this morning here. We got to win a grand in 60 seconds in about 12 minutes here. And We got a storm coming in tonight. You know, this doesn't look like it's going to be really, really serious or anything like that. But I ran across something rather unusual yesterday. There is now a guideline, and it's issued. You know, this is not just some willy nilly thing. It's issued by Harvard Medical School on the proper way to fall on ice.
Oh yeah.
So if you really have never thought about, well, okay, if I start to fall on ice, what do I do? This is going to teach. We'll teach you this morning the proper way to fall on ice and to help you avoid injury. Okay.
Okay.
Well, this is very.
I'd also like to talk about quicksand.
You know, I saw the story you're talking about.
Who knew we had to worry about quicksand?
And apparently, we do.
I mean, movies and cartoons have been trying to warn us for years, and quicksand.
And now it's in the news.
Okay.
It's fun to watch in the cartoons because no one gets hurt.
Okay, all of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, we're here to help this morning because, in case you're just joining us, there's a forecast of snow and ice and rain all mixed coming in tonight in the forecast. So it's going to get nasty once again. So we're worried about your safety and well-being. We're afraid you might slip and fall.
I live with this fear every day.
Do you really?
I don't want to fall.
Okay. So we've had some basic icy situations here over the past month and a half or so. And you've taken a pretty couple of...
The reason I don't want to fall is because I am constantly falling. And it's not good.
Okay.
I've managed to actually not hurt myself completely. So maybe I'm doing it right.
Okay.
Am I?
Well, we'll find out here. Now, step number one is always remember when you get on an icy surface like this, walk like a penguin. Remember how that goes? Kind of shuffle your feet. Like a penguin. Okay, but now this is really a worthwhile report because it comes from the experts at Harvard Medical School.
Ooh. Oh,
okay. So they've done some research and study into this.
Mm-hmm.
So there are basically two steps to what to do if you realize you're about to fall on ice. First of all, putting your arms out in front of you to brace yourself is the wrong thing to do. Now, when I'm walking on ice, I'm very careful never to put my hands in my pockets.
Yeah.
Because you want to have your hands free to catch yourself. But they say, at Harvard Medical School, they say, no, that's the wrong way to fall. Because that gives you a chance of breaking a wrist,
people,
or an elbow or a shoulder, or something like that.
I think it depends on how good-looking you are.
But how do you mean?
Because, I mean, if you're not that good-looking, you know, you don't care if you smash your face. But
if you're
really nice looking, you'd rather put your hands out front.
I have experience in this because I was walking along cobblestone in high heels with hands in my pockets and fell. And I did not break a wrist or anything, but I almost broke my cheekbone.
Ooh.
But I didn't because my face is really round.
So it just kind of bounced a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
You look good, though.
Eat more Twinkies if you're going to fall.
Okay, so now here's another thing. They say don't tense your body. Now, I think that's nearly impossible because your body's automatically going to tense up, you know, when you're going to fall down.
Well, maybe that's why I didn't hurt myself because I had a couple of drinks.
Okay, well, see.
So I just went slack.
Loosened up.
Yeah. They say the right way to fall is this. Quote. Now, this is a quote. You think of yourself like a sack of potatoes, and you just go straight down like a sack of potatoes. Now, that sounds like kind of an old-fashioned analogy, you know, a sack of potatoes. How many of us actually have seen a sack of potatoes fall? I don't believe I've seen that.
I think that goes against all the instincts.
It does.
You know, like, I can't imagine just going with it because you're just, you know, you want to protect yourself.
Well, they say, you know, you try to go straight down and don't put your arms out, but put your arms up
over your
hands,
head,
over
and
your
face.
Face, and to protect your face and head.
Okay. And then think of it like if you're act like you're a toddler who's been asked to go to bed.
Oh,
you just
drop.
Just drop.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's better.
Boneless.
Boom.
So you know what's hard about this? It's hard to practice falling the right way. You know,
that's true. Because you'd probably break something practicing.
Right. See, that's the thing.
Right. So anyway, just go straight down like a sack of potatoes, and you should be okay, according to this. Okay, just so we'd help you out.
Or don't go outside. How's that?
Okay, that's
don't
a better solution, okay?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for a special report here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program. And it's about your physical well-being and your health. So, recently, in conjunction with the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, scientists went out and started testing public places. Places where you could actually pick up germs and bacteria and things like that.
Everywhere.
Yes, everywhere. They're everywhere, you know.
Awful.
Because they're worried about, you know, exposure to the flu and the flu vaccine and people getting vaccinated. And then they're also worried about, you know, spreading germs and possibility of a pandemic situation thing. So they wanted to be
cheery.
Kind of prepared.
All right.
So this,
okay.
is, this is kind of a cheery report this morning. So they said, okay, let's go out and test as many public places as we possibly can and find out what is the worst.
Sounds like a fun job.
Okay, yeah, fun job. Okay, so this is amazing.
That tastes funny.
All the places and all the land. And this could affect you this week because it's school vacation week. And maybe you decide, okay, I'm going to take the kids and the family and we're going to do a little trip. We're going to go down to New York.
Because
in particular, they found of all the testing they did, the nastiest, filthiest, most disgusting and germ-ridden place on the planet is the surface of an ATM in New York City.
Ooh.
That's upsetting.
yes, it is upsetting.
That's upsetting because, you know, usually these reports I can, like, mentally prepare not to use. Like, if you said the subway, I'd been like, oh, you know. But odds are you're going to have to use an ATM in New York City. I guess.
I mean, cash itself is said to be pretty
dirty,
right?
That's one of the problems I'm thinking, Hank. Yeah, cash is really, really nasty and filthy because it's handled by so many people.
What did they find on the ATM?
Oh, I don't think you want to ask that
everything.
Question.
Everything.
Fecal matter?
Yes.
Oh, come on. Yes. Come on with the fecal matter.
Yeah, really. I mean,
listen. I don't get it.
That's always going to be the headlines and everything. And they found, among other things, fecal matter.
I mean, how many times in the office are you leaving the restroom?
Oh, no. I don't want to know this.
And somebody doesn't wash their hands?
I know. That drives me nuts.
I can say for the ladies here, I've never seen that. So,
I see it. Not in the ladies, but I mean, you know,
right.
I mean,
he's got a camera.
That's gross. That you're all gross. Mostly
not
boys.
All of us,
but boys are gross.
They're just
guys.
I don't know. I feel like
a germier place would have been like where there are a lot of kids, like
Jump Town.
Yeah, like those places. Those are going to be busy this week.
Right, exactly. I touch everything with my knuckle from now. Like now, it's like that's it. You know, instead of your finger, because you just
that inch and a half is really going to save you.
It does save you because if you touch your face, sometimes I put my sleeve and I put it over my hand and sometimes do that.
Okay, well, no more wiping your nose with your
sleeve. You know what I think is absolutely, they're probably disgusting if they did a little study. When you go into the coffee room, the coffee stirrers, because people can't just touch one.
I know, they got to grab a handful of them and then pull one out.
And the covers, because they stick together. There's always like one or two stuck together and you're pulling them apart and...
I can't think about it. It's probably so disgusting. Gross.
Now we're all becoming germaphobes anyway.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Okay, so, well, you know, you think you got problems. Can you imagine how much it's going to affect Manny Machado?
Oh,
Machado,
my God.
Now, because, you know, he's got 300 million of these things to worry
about. Largest contract ever in American sports history. Manny Machado, signed by the Padres, 10 years, $300 million.
Amazing.
Bruins in Vegas to face the Golden Knights tonight. The Bees looking for their seventh straight win. Celts resume their second half tomorrow night in Milwaukee. Gronk's agent, Drew Rosenhaus, says Gronk will make his decision about retirement in the next couple of weeks. Reports did say that Gronk indicated to some of his teammates after the Super Bowl that he'd like to win another one. Let's hope he means it. And happy birthday to Bruins Hall of Famer Phil Esposito. That's a look at sports. I'm Hank Morse.
'80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is amazing. I just realized, just found out that I shared a boyhood fear with Brian Bell. You were afraid of it too, weren't you?
Well, you know, all of the movies and cartoons back in my youth taught us to fear quicksand.
And rightly so.
Yes. I have yet to encounter quicksand.
Hey, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that's not exactly water,
mm-hmm.
and it ain't exactly earth?
Quicksand!
Saddles.
Movement makes space will make you sink.
No, I think I can get out if I can.
Stop it. You're pulling against the vacuum. It's like trying to lift a car. Just stay calm.
Okay, I'm calm.
What is it, quicksand?
I'm calm.
No, it's a dry sand pit.
I'm sinking,
quicksand,
but I'm calm.
It's a mix of sand, mud, and water, and depending on the viscosity, it's not as dangerous as people.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Jones, we're not in school.
I mean, the Dukes of Hazzard, Gilligan's Island.
That's right.
Scooby-Doo.
Always
Looney Tunes, everything.
All the Looney Tunes. They were always getting stuck in quicksand.
You know, the amazing thing was, you know, but there was always a warning, a sign sticking out with on a stick that said quicksand.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, the Roadrunner would get there first and turn around, and Wile E. Coyote wouldn't see it, and he'd run into the quicksand.
Exactly.
I was always afraid I was going to run into the quicksand.
I was always under the assumption that if you stepped in quicksand, it sucked you under, and now you were gonzo, never to be found again. But that's not true.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because there's this guy, I don't know why people go outside, this guy and his girlfriend went hiking in Utah.
That's where the trouble starts,
okay? Because people who hike can run into this sort of stuff. He stepped into quicksand, and it was just his one leg, right? And so he couldn't pull it back up because, I guess, what it does is it like grabs on like a suction.
It's like a suction.
And
yeah,
so you can't move. You can't pull it out. So he didn't disappear into the quicksand, which I thought would happen. His leg was just stuck there, like almost like in cement. You know, like stepping in cement.
Okay.
So his girlfriend left him with all of like the blankets and stuff like that, and then swam in a frigid river for 3 hours to go get cell service to finally get help, and they finally 12 hours later.
Really?
He was 12
stuck
hours
in for, with just wow. one leg
one
stuck
leg
in there.
Stuck in there for 12 hours. I thought he was going to lose his leg because it was so cold.
Ooh.
Is there quicksand any place in Massachusetts?
Yes, thank you for asking.
You're
kidding.
And
Brian Bell, this is going to give you anxiety because the Hockomock Swamp.
Oh, yeah, right down in my neck of the woods,
which is in West Bridgewater, Easton, Norton, Rainham, and Taunton. It's the largest freshwater swamp in Massachusetts. You'll find quicksand.
Oh, I kind of want to go find some.
And a lot of people, you know, they go hunting and fishing and boating and bird watching and stuff. Yeah. So you got to be careful.
Dumb.
Yeah. It's outside.
All
it's
those
nice.
Things outside. So wait. So, Brian, you've done extensive research on this because it was a big fear of yours.
I looked up
how to get out of a quicksand situation, which I think you should try out later this afternoon.
Should you encounter any quicksand in the Hockomock Swamp or if you're in a Scooby-Doo cartoon.
Or Utah.
Yeah.
Yep. Or Utah.
What happened? Yep. You know, you take that first step and you start to sink. So that guy, right?
Yep. A little bit.
So first, you backpedal a little bit. Back up.
Back up.
I mean, that makes sense, right?
Uh-huh, yep.
And then you want to lay on your back.
Like you're floating in water on
your
back?
You're trying to float. Okay. You don't want, you know, in the movies, you always see people kind of crawling front forward.
No.
That's a bad idea because then, you know, your face is going to go in the quicksand.
Your face down
and
under,
then you're all done.
That's not good.
Keep your arms up. You kind of float on top and try to get your legs to come up in the quicksand.
Okay.
You know, so you try to back float and then work your way to the edge.
Backstroke edge.
Oh, no, because you don't want your arms to go under.
Right. Ooh. Right. Oh.
So you see, you're dead. You're dead. You're dead in the quicksand.
No, I'm not dead because I don't go outside.
And if that guy's girlfriend hadn't taken off to swim down the river for 3 hours, if you just get like a branch or something
wrong,
you know.
It didn't work, really.
That should work.
She just wanted a break from.
She's just like, you know what?
Hiking.
I'm sick of this trip. I'm getting out of here. I'll send help if I get somewhere.
Yeah. Besides, I'm hungry.
Good luck.
Sandwich. Wally Show. Morning. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s. More. 105.7 WROR.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Effie has just been pulled over for speeding by a state trooper. As he approaches the vehicle, he notices an assortment of weapons on the front passenger seat, including a 9mm Beretta, a 12-gauge shotgun, two Magnum 44s, and an AK-47. When we hear...
Well, I suppose you know I pulled you over for speeding.
Yes, trooper.
And I can't help but notice you have a lot of firearms in the vehicle. You have a permit to carry all them guns?
Yes, I do.
Well, let me ask you something. What are you afraid of?
Not a f***ing thing.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hey,
right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
So, 20% off.
Of women have done this to their husbands, and you're not going to like it.
Oh, really?
Sorry to disappoint you. No, 20%. This is a money report. 20% of women have lied to their spouses about their spending habits, and versus only 6% of men. I have trouble believing the survey. This is the survey about debt and hiding money from your spouse.
Seems low to me.
You think?
Yeah.
Seems low. I don't know.
Which one, men or women?
Both. I think both.
Really?
Yeah, probably both.
I think
both. Right.
I think the people kind of like keep that to themselves or they don't necessarily, you know, offer up the information. I know that somebody in this room has an Amazon habit that he tries to hide.
I've got it pretty much under control.
Well, do you?
My wife has it too.
Yeah, does she? That's good. It's a shared thing.
See, I know certain people who only divulge information on having spent money when they feel that they have gotten a great deal.
Oh, yeah, I think that...
It's like you like this new outfit and only cost da-da-da-da-da-da because it was, 50% off and then it was 30% off on top of that, so it's such a bargain.
See, my wife and I, we have a joint account. You know, you get the mobile app so you can go and you can check
the
app.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
and that's when she went and got her other account that I just don't have access to.
So here's the deal. Did you know that 30% of Americans would consider divorcing their spouse if they lied over money? Which is bad news, but the good news is that about 70% wouldn't. But,
That's seems a little drastic.
Women and men, they have the amount of hidden debt they'd tolerate. This is interesting to me, but before considering a divorce, women would tolerate about $15,000 and men about $14,000 if you found out
pretty
that you were in the
hole.
But I don't know. It's kind of interesting to me about lying about money. Like, what's a deal breaker for you? I feel that women should always have a little bit of that bank account that you're talking about, where they have their own personal bank account. Like it's like a fund. It's a
should men have that
a fleeing fund?
Should men have that account too? You think?
Well, I mean, you know what? To be equal opportunity, sure. I think that, but it should only be used in the in case of an emergency, like you need to leave.
Okay,
that's what I think. Do you know? Not like for like mean for you know,
warmer
weird stuff.
For a warmer climate, or like for good.
I think she's talking for good.
I think for good. I think one time I bought a book. Well, it was a freebie at the Herald.
Okay.
It was called How to Hide Money from Your Husband. And it was really a very informative book.
Is that where you learned everything?
You could squirrel away a
Listen
lot.
Listen to this. I have a friend who yeah. had a couple of investment properties his wife did not know about.
That seems
You're kidding.
No. That's
you mean
wrong.
Like apartments and stuff like that?
Oh, yes.
But did,
no
did,
kidding.
Did he
his
get money from them
clue?
And use it for the family? I just think an escape fund is always
I don't know.
Good. You know, a little extra money. To be wow. like for a rainy day. Is that bad?
I don't know. That seems a little dark.
Don't you think that a person, not a woman, man, should just have a little bit of a stash of money in case of an emergency?
I have a little stash.
I think, but it's not money. So I'm thinking it's probably becoming less of an issue as we mature as a society.
Really?
Yeah, because
we're maturing as a society.
Well, hard to believe
for yourself.
But you know, as the glass ceiling begins to fracture
okay,
a little
I
bit,
see, okay.
so people are
so
becoming
optimistic.
More and more equal,
right?
In the, you know their economic stance and things like that. So I think if we continue to progress, it's a slow process.
I
know.
Wonder how many women out there have like just a little secret stash.
I think
of a
I know one
account.
See, my wife and I still have separate accounts.
Yes,
we never
see?
Put our accounts
so
together.
Yeah,
so I have,
you have no
idea how much money she has.
So that's
she could
kind
be squirreling it away and getting ready to.
She could have some rental properties someplace.
She's stuck with us.
I know where she could buy a couple.
The Lauren and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay, we have a new documentary information, a little Gwyneth Paltrow annoyance, and Meghan Markle. Meghan Markle's baby shower was in New York City yesterday at the Mark Hotel, a posh, swanky hotel on the Upper East Side. And all her friends were there, including but not limited to Jessica Mulroney, who was on Suits with her. Jessica Mulroney is her best friend. Abigail Spencer was on Suits with her. Priyanka Chopra, she was in there, went too. This is interesting.
Her father
to me.
Didn't buy any chess.
No.
Yeah, okay.
No family,
yeah,
just
okay.
friends.
Yeah, okay.
She had a lovely day. Here's the thing. Could it be that the color of the roses were an indication of the sex of the baby? I will discuss right now because they were pink. Do you think she's having a girl? 100% now. I definitely think she's having
really?
A girl. They also brought in
Do they make blue roses?
Yeah, but here's you could have had hydrangeas. Those are blue. Ah, yeah, see, I got you there. You're like, all right. Pink roses. They would have had white roses. They were pink. Pink is specific.
Pink. Okay.
Also, they had yellow tulips and orange tulips. That means nothing to me. And an orange tree, which in Eastern history symbolizes prosperity, happiness, and luck. I had no idea. No one's ever given me an orange tree. Thanks a lot. Also makes sense. But the weird part is she flew in on a private plane, obviously, to New York City. She's 7 months pregnant. And, you know, they show all these people, like, pushing carts in with presents.
Like, my wife and I were talking about this, and I get, she wants to get together with her girlfriends and do the, but an actual baby shower, like, some little gifts here and there, like, cute things, fine.
Like a book or
But,
two.
Yeah, they showed them wheeling in. I looked it up.
Yeah, what was it?
You know, this big cart, and it's the Babyletto Hudson 3-in-1 convertible crib with toddler bed conversion kit in white. It's a $400 crib.
So you're going to get that on a plane
I know,
fly
you gotta
it back
get it on a
London?
Plane and schlep it
really?
Back.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to keep it here at a relative, I mean, so when she comes to visit.
Yeah. Couldn't be. Well, maybe
the New York
could have given her a gift card. You know, that would have been so.
Always nice to have a crib in New York. I just think it's,
I just got that.
Don't they have
crib
some hand-me-down, like, stone crib that was King George's that they have to use or something?
Exactly. It just seems, and also,
know,
like,
weird.
They're royal. It just seems like it just should have been a lunch, and that's it.
Yeah, it doesn't
but
seem
I
like
guess,
you have to hit the Babies R Us once you're
a
royal.
On the flip side, she's a regular person.
She's a commoner.
And she probably, yeah. She's, you know, having her first baby, and she wants to, like, open the presents and ooh and ah, and that's really fun, so she shouldn't be denied that.
Oh, it's a stack of diapers that looks like a cake. Awesome.
Yeah, it's so cute. I don't know. She looks great, by the way. Of course she does. She's a princess. All right. Speaking of princesses, Gwyneth Paltrow's in the news again.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez, every time I open Page Six, I'm like, no! So she was talking to Variety, and when you open a sentence like this, it's always bad business. I hope this isn't too personal, said Gwyneth.
Okay, that's the down and open.
That's when you should buckle your seatbelt.
She married Brad Falchuk, who's actually a local guy, a couple months ago, and she's talking about her vows. But my husband's wedding vows, he actually said it's no coincidence that I played this muse in William Shakespeare's Shakespeare in Love, because that's who I am to him, and his perception is that's who I am in real life. It was really sweet. I know it's really sweet, but I gagged a little. Yeah, what's that line about what if all your dreams came true and you keep it to yourself? That's true, Gwyneth. Gwyneth, just... it's nice. I'm happy for love. I am happy for love. My relationship with Gwyneth is so fraught.
You can't help, but you hate her.
I think he's thinking, I hope she doesn't turn into shallow hell.
I can't figure it out. Okay, Leaving Neverland. Now, that's the controversial Michael Jackson documentary that premiered at Sundance. It's many hours, maybe 4-hour documentary, so it's premiering on HBO.
Two specials, right?
Yep, March 3rd and 4th, and I think this is going to be a game changer. I think that the trailer was dropped yesterday and I watched it. It's already super creepy, and it's just, I don't know. They're hitting it out of the park these days with these documentaries, and
it's all about Michael Jackson. So.
Yeah, and he really had this very, from the trailer, a very strange relationship with children and where that goes. I don't know. I think it's going to be really, really devastating.
Okay.
Thank you. That's it.
Got it.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wiley Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Hey, it's time to play games here on the Lorne and Wiley Morning Show. This is always one of the my favorite segments of the program. Always look forward to this because we get to meet the most interesting people. And one of those interesting people happens to be on the phone with us this morning. Her name is Simona Sergi. She's from Gardner, Massachusetts. First of all, good morning, Simona. How are you doing today?
Hi, how's it going?
Good, good, good. So, Simona, according to our investigation, you are a school nurse. Is this true?
Correct, yep.
Oh, wow. Back.
Well, I bet you have to wash your hands a lot.
Absolutely.
Okay, so now here's what you need.
I'm Purelling just thinking about it.
I know. Yeah, what kind of hand lotion do you use anyway? Because you got to have chapped hands after a while.
I use plenty of hand lotion.
Now, here's the deal. We're going to give you 60 seconds. In that time period, LBF is going to ask you 10 questions. Now, you got to talk up really good and loud, so we'll be sure we hear all of your answers. You get them all right, you get $1,000 in cash. Say pass at any time, but do save enough time to come back and pick up any of those who passed, because you got to do it before the buzzer catches you. So, are you ready to play?
Yep.
LBF, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, everybody, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
Bacon is the flesh of what barnyard animal?
Pig.
True or false, Meghan Markle is pregnant?
True.
What kind of dog is Scooby-Doo?
Pass.
Did McDonald's introduce the quarter pounder in the 70s or the 80s?
80s.
What was the first animated primetime series on TV?
South Park.
How much is Manny Machado's baseball contract for?
$300,000.
What's the capital of Florida?
Tallahassee.
Who wrote the short story The Shawshank Redemption?
Stephen King.
During what war did Benedict Arnold become a traitor to the American people?
Civil War.
In which U.S. state is nicknamed the Land of the Midnight Sun?
Land of the Midnight Sun?
Oh. Okay, well, here's the deal.
Strong showing.
You had four of them correct. Missed four of them, and you passed on a couple of them, so we'll go ahead and review.
Okay. Scooby-Doo, and I did not know this until today, is a Great Dane.
Oh?
I won't believe what he eats.
McDonald's introduced the Quarter Pounder in the 70s, 1971 to be exact. The first animated primetime series on television, The Flintstones.
Flintstones. Manny, the Flintstones.
Manny Machado's baseball contract. You know, you're close, but not close. It was $300 million.
Off by three zeros.
Yes, exactly. Benedict Arnold became a traitor to the American people during the American Revolution. And I know you were stuck in the last one. The U.S. state that's nicknamed the Land of the Midnight Sun is Alaska.
I don't know. Alaska.
Oh,
I don't know.
My
Alaska.
God. I don't know.
Okay.
Alaska.
But do not fear, because we have a fine consolation prize for you this morning. It's a pair of tickets. Ignore these people. A pair of tickets to the National Golf Expo, plus a mass tour card, which allows you an entire season of golf. Absolutely, it's just absolutely free. You're going to love this whole thing, okay?
Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're more than welcome. And by the way, everybody, you can tee it up at the 2019 National Golf Expo from March 1st to the 3rd, the Seaport World Trade Center. It's been transformed into the Northeast's largest indoor pro shop and driving range. Visit golfproboston.com for all the info. Okay, we're here to help this morning. We're going to tell you why you shouldn't take any sharp objects to H&R Block when you do your taxes this year. Here's the deal. Get a load of this, because we had a, you know, we got the new tax program in effect here. And so things are not as they were in the past. For example, a lot of people are complaining they're not getting refunds like they did in the past, and they're actually having to pay where they ordinarily would get.
Man, just when taxes were getting to be so much fun.
Yeah. So now they're not making no fun at all. As a matter of fact, it's so bad that H&R Block has now had all of its agents taking empathy training to handle the reaction of their clients when they come in and have their taxes done and realize that perhaps they're not getting any refund back, and instead they're actually going to have to pay taxes. So that's not a good thing.
No.
So I'm thinking, you know, because I heard a lot of people saying, well, you know, I usually get this much of a refund, but now I'm not going to get enough of a refund, and it would usually cover like my... maybe part of my property tax.
They're down like 8%.
Is that what it is? To 8%. So it's going to be tough. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, a lot of people are really going to be hit hard by this. So what is really an amount that makes a huge difference in your life?
What would you have to get back like to make your life happy, I guess? And this is never going to happen because no one's ever going to get this much back. Well, nobody I know.
Nobody in
this
room.
But, you know, people talk about a life-changing amount of money. Like the lottery, like $1 million or, you know, $100,000, like change your life.
Yeah.
But I guess, according to a survey, it's not that much. The life-changing amount of money is $19,800.
Really?
That's it, to change your life. Apparently, if you get that amount of money, most people will spend it on put it into savings, pay off medical bills, pay off debt, start a business, or put it in their retirement account, and it will just give them... You know what I think it is? It gives them the cushion to kind of live their life, because a lot of people...
so many of us are paycheck to paycheck.
Exactly. And so, you know, it's just nice to have a little bit aside that you think, okay, I have that in case something happens.
That's like just enough to kind of pay off stuff.
Yes.
And not... like, well, be chasing it.
Right.
You know how you ever have that feeling where you're just like, you're always like, oh, I'm just
so
like
close.
One check beyond, like,
credit
so
card
close.
Bills.
Right.
Yeah.
Every
that
day.
Cushion.
Yeah.
I think the definition of, like, feeling okay about money is if the engine light in your car goes off and you don't cry, you're doing okay.
That's a good point.
I just think that's the best life ever.
Words to live by.
The Lorne and Wally Show. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, we have, this is kind of like, I would consider this things guys would do report this morning. Because, you know, like men are from Mars, women are from Venus. And this just has the smell of Axe body spray. And hey, hold my beer while I watch this.
That can't be good then.
Okay, so this takes place in Texas, and it took place this past weekend. So the whole thing started back at the beginning of the football season, and these guys all went to high school together. They're like in late 20s, early 30s now. So they've went to high school together, and they decided they're going to get together a fantasy football league. They've been playing since 2009, so they're 10 years into this thing, except for one guy. And once one guy joins up, and he's never played fantasy football in the league before. But he was a buddy with all of them. He says, yeah, okay, I'll get in the whole thing. So they had a special agreement that at the end of the year, the biggest loser has to pay the biggest winner off with a special payoff. And it's either $250 or he has to agree that he will strip all of his clothes off, put on nothing but a flesh-colored pair of Speedos, and go to a dog park and smear his body, completely cover his body in peanut butter.
And so, if I were a dog owner, wow. I'd call the police.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, actually, my dog had allergies.
He was the big loser, and he said, okay, $250 for the peanut butter thing. So he says, okay, I'm not paying $250. So this past Saturday, he went to a park outside of Dallas, and he showed up in a car with all of his buddies, and he had only on a pair of Speedos, flesh-covered Speedos. Then he gets out of the car, and he had three jars of extra-large jars of peanut butter. And he smeared the peanut butter all over his entire body and went out and sat down in the middle of the dog park.
Jeez.
And so, and this is a dog park where, you know, a lot of people in the neighborhood come and bring their dogs in the morning. Well, the dogs, you know, it didn't take them long to sniff this out. And so the dogs come over, and he's required by the rules of the bet to stay there until the dogs have licked all of the peanut butter off of him.
Or the authorities arrive.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Okay.
So he said, you know, he's sitting there, and the dog starts, and pretty soon he's covered with dogs, and the dogs are all over the place, and people are beginning to kind of, you know, what's going on over here? Nobody that he knows of called the police, or the dogs were so quick to clear off the peanut butter that they left before the police arrived.
Now, he didn't do this again the next day, did he?
He did not do this again the next day, no. But then, while the dogs were licking the peanut butter off of him, all of his buddies were sitting in the car videoing the whole thing for posterity.
Yeah, and to go viral, so it makes more than $250, right? I mean,
I think they're going to do okay on this whole thing.
Yeah.
We'll share as soon as we get the link for it.
Okay? Just watching the video now.
Are you? Oh, you got it, huh? Yeah. Going to put it up?
What? I'm watching the video.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Leave me alone. I'm watching the guy in peanut butter.
1057 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
So are you still freaking out about that video you saw?
Yes.
Okay. Get a load of this. This is pretty. It is a pretty kind of a
this is why
video.
You should not kneeboard in New Zealand. So there's this drone video of a guy. It's like, you know, kneeboarding is kind of like,
yeah,
like a tubing or whatever, but on a board. And it's an aerial shot. And it looks very lovely until you see a killer whale stalking the kneeboarder. It's crazy. It's like, it's the most, like it goes under the kneeboarder and then you kind of see it go around and it stalks it. And my palms were sweating when I was watching this. It's at WROR.com.
Is the kneeboarder aware that the killer whale is there?
I think, yes.
You think?
I think at some point. Because you could see
the shadow.
Yeah.
Why would you go kneeboarding in a place that had killer whales anyway?
I don't
There's
know.
There's a lot of stuff in the ocean.
Like, I'm not going
That's
off the coast of Chatham.
That's
you know?
The problem.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
I just think, I was totally scarred by a movie in the 70s called Orca, or maybe it was the 80s. Have you ever seen that movie with Harris? It is so frightening. And I went to SeaWorld, and I thought they were...
Watching Free Willy didn't kind of counteract that
I've
at all?
I've seen Blackfish. Okay. I've seen it all.
But, you know, maybe this will help you out, because I just learned this yesterday. A killer whale is not actually a species of whale at all. It's a species of dolphin. And, you know, dolphins are kind of like friendly.
Not a killer whale.
Not a killer whale. They have teeth.
Well, they killed that woman down at SeaWorld. I remember.
Well, yeah, I knew
yes,
that
right,
up.
Exactly.
They used to take the cigarettes out of their
because
mouths,
they
too.
They think that you're a seal.
And have you ever seen them hunting in a pack?
Oh, it's a pod.
It's
awful.
There's a great video. We should put this one up,
no!
too. Of, like, the pod of orcas. And one seal, like, on an ice floe, and the way they, like, work to knock it off the ice floe.
Just like you did that with
They're
Richard
smart
Harris.
And deadly.
Yes.
Yeah.
This will keep your kids busy on school vacation.
That's right. Yeah, let them watch these videos.
Right to YouTube,
They'll
kids.
Never ask you to go to SeaWorld again.
Exactly.
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show. With Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays. 80s and more. All day and night. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.